Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, coming at you live from, well, wherever I am today. Honestly, it feels like I'm always on the move chasing after that elusive perfectly balanced life, doesn't it? Ever feel like you're constantly striving for some unattainable ideal? But guess what? Perfection is a myth, my friends. A beautiful, sparkly, but ultimately empty myth. And today, we're diving headfirst into the power of embracing imperfection and those messy, glorious emotions that make us human. We're talking about how letting go of that need for control and accepting those wobbly moments can actually make us stronger. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Brandon. And you're right, it is. But trust me, this isn't some airy-fairy philosophy session. We're going to break down practical steps, real-life examples, and even a little bit of stoic wisdom to help you navigate the ups and downs with grace and resilience. Ready to unlock that inner strength? Let's dive in. First things first, understand this. Those feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly, they're all part of the package. Trying to suppress them or pretend they don't exist is like trying to hold back a tsunami with your bare hands. It's exhausting and ultimately futile. Acknowledge them, sit with them, even name them. Because when we face our emotions head on, we start to understand their power and learn how to manage them instead of letting them manage us. Secondly, remember this. Growth doesn't happen in a vacuum. It happens through the cracks, the mistakes, the stumbles. Those failures are actually opportunities for learning, for pivoting, for becoming more resilient. So, don't beat yourself up when things don't go according to plan. Instead, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Think about it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't expect to run 26 miles on your first try, right? You need to build up gradually, push your limits, and even embrace those moments of discomfort because that's where the real growth happens. And you know what? Those moments of pushing through pain, of overcoming obstacles, they build character, they teach us grit, and they make us stronger. Next, remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Seriously, comparing yourself to others is like trying to win a race against your own reflection. It's pointless and ultimately leads to dissatisfaction. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your own wins, big or small, and learn from your setbacks without dwelling on them. Think about it like this. You wouldn't judge a tree for not being as tall as a skyscraper, right? Trees have their own unique beauty, their own purpose. So do you. Embrace your strengths, work on your weaknesses, and remember that your path is yours alone, and that's pretty amazing. Finally, practice self-compassion. You're human, you're going to make mistakes, you're going to have bad days, you're going to feel overwhelmed. And that's okay. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend who was going through a tough time. Remember to be gentle with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never give up on becoming the best version of yourself, even if the version is still figuring things out along the way. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work. You prepared for weeks, practiced until you're blue in the face, and feel confident going in. But then, mid-presentation, your voice cracks, you fumble over your words, and suddenly the room feels like it's closing in on you. You feel that familiar surge of panic, that urge to disappear into thin air. But here's where the magic happens. Instead of letting those feelings take control, you pause, take a deep breath, acknowledge the wobble, and then keep going. You remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, that it's okay to not be perfect, and that your message is still valuable even if your delivery isn't flawless. And guess what? The audience, they might not even notice the stumble. That's the power of embracing imperfection. It allows you to show up authentically, to connect with others on a deeper level, and to build resilience in the face of challenges. So remember, friends, the journey is more important than the destination. Embrace those imperfections, feel your emotions fully, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward one wobbly step at a time. You've got this. Now go out there, make me proud, and don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of fortitude first. And hey, if you're feeling inspired, leave a review, join the conversation on social media, let's build a community of support and growth together. Until next time, stay strong, stay curious, and keep shining your light.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.